It's okay.
You guys ready? Okay, hey everybody, welcome to episode 4 of Music to Swear By, the podcast where myself, Tony, brings his neighbors into his house and then we play some songs with profanity. This week is a special episode.
Woo!
We've got returning my lovely wife, Becca.
Hey guys.
Neighbor Becca.
And got back again from his water polo experience, we've got neighbor Brett. Neighbor Brett, say hi.
Yeah, what up?
And this week, we are going for, we tend to throw it over the top a little bit. This week, we're going for the poetic swearing. Gentle delivery, I'll call it. What does gentle delivery conjure in your minds?
Becca, I'd like you to start this off.
How's your tongue?
I have a big schwanken melanoma on it.
A schwanken melanoma. Wow.
You come
up. Be careful how much glory hole you lick because you could get a big ass shanker. It feels like a fucking like chocolate chip or a giant shell.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
So it's really hard. Totally
let me tell the story, you guys.
But Becca's like freaking doctor dentist girl. And she looked at me and she goes, oh, yeah, you got to get that lanced. And I'm like, seriously? Like, and
she goes,
yeah. Wait, you guys
should
go back up a little bit.
That's technical. But it ended up being like some like lightsaber shit going on. I was like, God, can't you just bring some Novocaine home from the shop and like set me up? And
she's
like, well, I could, but you know, and then it ended up being some vindictive like neighbor girl thing. And I was just like,
okay, cut.
I was chomping hard on a Mexican. Is that what you want to hear?
Dude, oh,
no.
Okay. Hey, today, as long as we're going to the Mexicans today, I went to Polka Days. And as far as that, at my grandma's church, which is Saint,
I didn't know Mexicans like
yeah, with my daughter and your daughter.
It was awesome, but Becca, what's the name of the church?
Scary Van.
Saint Anthony Padua.
Saint Anthony Padua. So I take the girls
Saint
down
Anthony
there.
Saint Anthony is the patron saint of lost things.
And guys, that's Polka Days with a Z, like as in zing, right?
Well, that's just a bunch of Catholics trying to get witty. Right.
Yeah, getting witty Catholics. They're how long ago did the Z come and go in the YS?
I don't know, but there's some nuns trying to get all marketing on your ass.
So we watched the Polka Band, which is like Dick Blick and his magic chick or something like that, the Polka Band. And the guy
is it the Polka Band or the Poku Band?
No, it's the Polka Band.
All right, just checking.
And I get up there and suddenly they start polka-ing in Spanish. And I'm like, I swear it's a sign of the times. And he goes, hey, look at us. We're doing it like the Mexicans. Hey, wait. We're doing it Mexican style.
Well, you know what it is? I mean, it's every girl like our daughter who's like 5 years old that watches Dora and they think they know Spanish, you know? And then their father's Connor with, oh, uno cerveza, por favor. And then they're like, oh, my God, I could carry on a conversation with my dad. And then they start flipping off shit that's really real. And you're like, speak a English, say you porfa chico. That's how it goes.
One of Brett's silent moments, which there are many, correct? There are many. All right, so the theme for this week, and I'm going to cut away from the Mexicans and Brett's tongue disease and whatever else there is. Becca, what's that thing called again?
A shanker.
No, come on, seriously.
What's the professional term?
Oh, it's a traumatic fibroma.
Say it again.
Traumatic fibroma.
Okay.
Oh my God, that sounds so much more like how I got it. A shanker seems like I was licking some.
Something to do with syphilis.
Stop.
Yeah, I know.
it's actually neighbor
like
David is in
some.
The
but the what was that?
Don't
the
call your wife that.
Chihuahua.
No, displaced anal wart.
Traumatic fibroma.
Yes, that's like I had my tongue stomped on by a truck.
It could be a shanker. I mean, I don't know your whole history.
Oh, it's as if Neighbor Dave were here, as he may.
Oh, I'll show
he's
it
hiding
to you
in a
again.
Corner,
I don't want to see it again.
Oh, you'll see it again.
We're all going to die someday, and
wait, guys,
die of a shanker.
Time out. Come on, Dave. Get over here. Neighbor Dave is going to tell us in his most intelligent voice what it is. Keep close.
Brett, we all know it's a misplaced anal wart.
Hey, that's totally fine. If it was, I wish my damn neighbor could properly diagnose it. But obviously, she's just
okay, Becca.
I am not in the anal assistant. Wart business.
She's not half of a whore.
Guys,
no, I'm not.
She's a dental fly.
I'm going to say cut. And seriously, Becca, what would you do if Brett came into your clinic with this? What would you do to him?
Wow.
Okay. No, seriously. Be serious. As a
seeing
professional
her little
dental,
face above the
I would take
hole.
A digital image of it first off and measure it.
Ooh.
And then
with
I
what?
Would,
what would you measure it with? Like
with
a ruler?
A dental probe.
God, that sounds really like alien sexual.
No, it measures in millimeters.
I already
feel violated.
You'd feel more violated. And then I would have you see a, well, I'd probably have you see a specialist to have it excised.
What does that mean?
Cut off.
Oh, you would get it cut off. Seriously?
Or lasered off. Sometimes lasered off.
Do they use scissors or do they use like...
A scissors or laser.
Ooh, laser
your choice.
I am from the future. My tongue gets operated with lasers. Okay, so guys, time out. Enough about Brett.
I have like no response to that. I'm thinking of all
scary.
The options, and I'm like, they all freaking suck. You know what it goes back to? I wish I wouldn't have had that goddamn salary. I'm trying
salary.
To go. I'm trying to be fucking healthy, and I'm getting the shit.
Salary.
Okay, time out. So what we've done this week, guys, what we've done. We've asked each of us in the room, neighbor Brett, wife Becca, and myself, Tony, to bring a song with a gentle delivery swear. Because, Brett, you usually bring the most foul stuff of the bunch.
Well, that's what I'm about, and I think that makes me a little bit more lovable than the last.
Yeah, see, and I kind of run the gap in between, and Dave mm-hmm. also runs the gap in between. He's a good temper to your over-the-top, crazy, lick my... front and back and my friends and my crack or whatever that
no,
is.
No, lick my neck, my back, and my pussy and my crack. But Dave just, Dave could totally battle me, but he doesn't even, he has so much shit in his little drawer of songs, he doesn't even know what he has.
So therefore, Becca, my lovely wife Becca, has mm-hmm. brought what I think is a very good song, and
Journey?
I've had to screech for sloppy
no,
second.
No,
I've
no,
had
no,
to scrape
Van
for
Van Halen.
Never.
Time
Michael
out.
Jackson.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I just thought I'd class it up a bit.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, wow.
And bring one of my favorites for a long time, A.A. Bondi.
Yeah, so
how
what,
will
I've,
you
what we've
meet
had
your
to
end?
Do. No, don't give it away yet, Beck. Don't
oh,
give
well,
it away
it's
yet.
It's too late now.
So we're going to do Brett's song first, because Brett, you have brought, do you, now, have you done your research on this song? Do you know what it's all about?
Yes, I have.
It's all about crack or pussy or something.
Well, you know what, Becca, Becca,
oh, dear.
Becca, Becca. That's where you get all over my ass, but really you should just...
I don't, though.
No, but seriously, you should just chill out, take a step back, and listen to a little lyrics of love.
Okay, of love.
All right, so and with that, Brett has brought us gentle delivery, poetic swearing, nice, easy use of a profanity.
It's
what have
little,
you brought us? Who's
you know
it by,
what?
Brett?
It's a little Tenacious D.
Oh, boy. Jeez, Brett, really? Okay, I'll give you the benefit
is
of the doubt,
you
dude.
Would
I'll give
wife?
You the benefit of the doubt.
This would be a little love song to all those males out there who wanna rockin'.
And what's the name of the tune?
Don't remember.
Oh, boy. Okay, here we go with Brett's song by Tenacious D.
This is a song for the ladies. But fellas, listen closely. You don't always have to fuck her hard. In fact, sometimes that's not right to do. Sometimes you got to make some love and fucking give her some smooches too. Sometimes you got to squeeze. Sometimes you got to say please. Sometimes you got to say hey. I'm gonna fuck you softly. I'm gonna screw you gently. I'm gonna hump you sweetly. I'm gonna ball you discreetly.
I thought it was gonna be like the Roberta Flack song, pulling you softly, but it's definitely not.
Can you hear the strings on this shit? It just screams love.
Brett, why is this poetic? Because he's singing softly? Because he's saying foul things. Again.
What's your favorite position? That's cool with me. It's not my favorite, but I'll do it for
it's
you.
It's tongue-in-cheek.
What's
I'm
your
sure.
favorite dish? I'm not gonna cook it, but I'll order it from Zanzibar. And then I'm gonna love you completely. And then I fucking fuck you discreetly. And then I fucking bone you completely. But then I'm gonna fuck.
Brett,
I'm speechless.
I'll give you this, Brett. You are a good speaker, or singer. Very good singer.
So what? What
was that?
That was poetic love. I mean, oh my God! You don't have to have Jack Black okay. deliver it the way he does. But seriously, I mean, like,
you'd really try to woo great. A girl with that song.
Well,
like,
if,
I'm gonna bone
well,
you.
Hold on, hold on.
Good point. Good point, Beck. Good
okay,
point.
Baxter, if you're coming home from a night of bowling with the guys and you
yeah,
pick up
I
some,
do that all the time.
You know,
yeah.
Some gal who like fucking loves your shanker and stuff. On your tongue,
oh
and you bring
God.
Her home, and no, you've got like a fucking.
Show me your shanker.
No, listen, but just zip your pie hole. Listen, and you got like a bag of Taco Bell sitting there. You are so belting this song
Maybe
out.
Maybe if they're cheeseburgers,
and she'll be like, oh.
Okay, there's so
and
many
then,
things wrong
you know,
with that.
But
no,
but
all,
that's
Taco
no, but
Bell.
That's what makes it perfect. Because that song is not meant for like. You know, getting engaged to and shit.
You're damn
it's,
right about that.
No, well, yeah, but I mean, it's meant for just
boning.
For having fun and fucking around.
Yeah,
I
it's,
mean,
here's what it is. It's
on.
It's meant for going out bowling until 11 o'clock, then meeting a girl at Taco Bell and taking her home. That's what it, that's the romance and
oh,
the gentleness.
Oh, dude, you
in
don't
that.
Meet the girl at Taco Bell. You meet her at the fucking bowling alley or in the parking lot.
And you go to Taco
smoke.
Bell for
and,
dinner.
Or while you're throwing up or peeing in the parking lot. And then you bring her to Taco Bell. You don't ask her what she wants. You just pick up a bunch of shit, and then you take her back to your place or her place. And then the magic happens. And if you happen to play this song, cool. If you happen to think this song in your head while you're you know, getting
better.
Down to business, it's all good.
Yeah, no, if you...
This is what it is.
If you're lucky enough to be at Taco Bell with the Cheez-A-Rito, hoping to meet a girl after bowling, which is a completely unlikely scenario anyways... You're going to play her some Jeff Buckley or like
damn
Becky.
Because right.
I'm biased. I love Becca's song. It's by the AA Bondi Boy. It's a good song.
Dude,
right, you're in
that's
left
your
field,
wife.
Man.
And anyways, you don't that. Wait to find, you don't wait to meet somebody at Taco Bell. Did you hear me?
Oh, because
you've already met somebody and then you go to Taco Bell. There is a huge difference. And Jeff Buckley's fucking dead. The guy drowned because he's a drunk
druggie. Blasphemy!
Hello! Hello! Oh. He's got a beautiful voice, but seriously, he drowned to singing Led Zeppelin, which
him,
actually I like.
Which makes him all the better to
his
woo
talk
ladies.
Screen was negative. Let's go into A.A. Bondi.
All right,
a real poetic song.
Let's give the glory hole mic to
doubt
Becca.
That.
Becca, well, let's talk about this A.A. Bondi boy.
Okay. Well, he was formerly Scott Bondi and Verbena, which was a rockin' band in like
which
the 90s.
Which is a good band, which everybody should go out and research.
It was a good band. And then he kind of checked out, whatever, recorded this album in a barn
well,
in upstate New York.
He turned into a folk singer, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
he went kind of acoustic Americana stuff. It's cool.
Yeah, and this song specifically with the iPhone. Always Brett with the iPhone sound effects. Curse you, iPhone!
Just play it.
Curse you.
It
no.
speaks for itself.
All right, hold on. This is A.A. Bondi with How Will You Meet Your End off his American Hearts album. Find it, go buy it.
I'm gonna keep that diamond in my mind. I'm gonna keep that diamond in my mind. For there
There's hell upon the breeze. There's hell upon the breeze. Six riders ride. They say I must be the devil's child. They say I must be the devil's child. Six riders ride. And all my days I've been the losing kind. All my days I've been the losing kind. And hail upon the breeze. And hail upon the breeze. Love it ain't. Killed my daddy and took his 45. Killed my daddy and took his 45. He was no good, he was no good, he had to die. Lightning hits the church, the women cry. Lightning hits the church, the women cry. And hail upon the breeze. And hail upon the breeze. No God inside. Six riders stand upon the ridge tonight. Six riders stand upon the ridge tonight. Oh Lord, they have found me. Oh Lord, they have found me. My time is nigh.
There it is. So there, Mr. A. Bondi. I freaking love that song, dear. Brett, what'd you think? Seriously, pony up to the glory hole and talk about it.
It wasn't as tenacious as my song, but
no.
It had, you know, had a little hint of love.
Well, thanks. coming from you, I appreciate that. That's all
thanks,
right.
Brett.
I like it because he talks about, the swear word was what? Hell upon the breeze?
Hell.
No, and he's talking about, like, I think it's a guy who's getting his comeuppance, right?
I think so, too. I mean,
it was
very mellow. It was a nice song. It reminds me of, I don't know, driving out to visit my parents in Tucson and having nothing to do but just hanging out. And you hear that song, you're just like, all right, it's going to get me to where I want to go.
Pitch black and headlights, right?
I was like reading a book called It's All Over About the Shouting, about a guy who grew up in the South. So I kind of had some weird Southern connotations being chased through Everglades or something weird when I heard it.
Yeah, see, Beck and I go different on this. I think it's like a Wild Wild West song, like when they're talking about the six riders of the apocalypse. But
it's four riders of the apocalypse.
Yeah, see, you got me on that, Book of Revelation.
That's all math and shit.
And
Beck, what's your take on it? That it's the Deep South, right?
Yeah, I think it's the Deep South, and then the religion, the whole like women in the church, and da da da.
So not bad.
And he's from Alabama. So
I'm actually nodding my head a little bit to Becky. As much as I love the TD, you know, for the
Jack Black fan.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that guy's good, but
he's multi-talented.
A. Bondi is a musician.
He's an artist.
Well, that's okay, but I mean, you know, Becca's song was nice.
Thank
You know, but it doesn't get as deep in a loving sense as Tenacious D does. And from
as
a guy's perspective,
as loving as it is picking up a girl at,
you know what?
From Taco a guy, Bell. Picking up a girl at Taco Bell.
Hello, can you all zip your pie holes?
Okay, let's give Brett the glory hole.
All right,
Brett,
so,
please.
You know, from a guy's perspective, and that's what I bring to this whole little show, is from a guy's perspective, you listen to Becky's song and you go, that's fucking cool. You know, that, you know what? Makes me feel good. That's nice. But when you listen to Tenacious D, you're like, yeah. That's where I want to be. It's all business, baby. It's all business.
Hey, so men really do just think about that all the time.
But guys, come on. Come on now. Guys are just looking for a good time.
How about the glory hole?
I actually want to stop both of you.
Glory hole's fun.
Will you both please acknowledge that I am a man? Please?
What do you mean?
Because Brett said it's... Brett bring... Oh, anyways. I'm a man. That's all I'm going to say.
You are a man.
That, yeah.
You have children and you're married.
Yeah.
You're a man.
You have sperm that works.
Okay, that's awkward at best. Seriously, at best. Awkward podcasting, whatever.
I'm not sure what you want me to say. You're a man. You're the man. Tony, you are the man.
Oh, that's awesome.
Is it getting better for you?
What else do we want to talk about? Do you want to hear my song?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But
there you go.
What is it?
It's by a band called The Clash. Have you ever heard of The Clash?
No.
This is a band. They're from a little island called What is
Great
the fucking
Britain.
Island called?
Great Britain.
The British Isles. They're
by the way, Becca is like the brightest blonde girl you've ever seen. Just so you know,
she's not blonde.
I'm not blonde.
So, anyways, this song is called Straight to Hell. And it's a song about, I don't know, like, what do they call that when people get abused?
Abuse.
Bad?
I don't know. It's not irony. I know that. Here's the dumbest guy in the room right here. It's about injustice, all right? That's the word I'm looking for. It's about injustice. I'm gonna cue up Straight to Hell.
Straight to Hell, boy.
From The Clash. By The Clash.
Papa Sam, please take me home. Oh, Papa San, everybody, they wanna go home. So Mama San says, wanna play mind crazed banjo on the druggy drag ragtime USA in Parkland International, hey, junkie dumb USA, where pro came proves the purest rock man groove and rat poison. The volatile Molotov says, straight to hell. Can you cough it up loud and strong? The immigrants, they wanna sing all night long. It could be anywhere, most likely could be any frontier, any hemisphere. In no man's land. There ain't no asylum. King Solomon, he never lived round here. Straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy.
Oh, cripes, they just said hell.
Go straight to hell,
they
boy.
They said it again.
And again, and again, and again.
Go straight to hell,
oh, my God,
boy.
They said it again, Tony.
And
seriously.
Again, and again.
Oh, and again.
All right, guys. Hey, so for sure, if anything, you have to admit there's a lot of swearing in that. Where your guys contained, well, actually, Brett, I didn't count yours. Well, we're going to have to get a count on these because the Effenheimers in the Tenacious D may very well beat out.
Tone.
Well, I didn't think this was a contest.
Tone. Well, yeah, Becca, that's why you sit on the sidelines to ride the pine. Tenacious D actually just talked about love. So there shouldn't be really, I should actually withdraw
my song.
If you're
a slut,
no. No, I should withdraw my song because you know what? Everything that was said in that song was about love.
And so I
withdraw my song based off of being better than a song that just swears, because it's all about love.
All right, you know, he makes an interesting point, although I don't agree with his song. I mean, okay, since when does fuck her gently mean love? It would maybe make love to her gently in a gentle breeze of perfumed cauliflower or something.
Dude, I don't know, like about 10 minutes
what
ago, you were asking
that?
Us to call you. No, hello.
Please edit that
about
cauliflower
10
months,
comment. Minutes ago, you were asking us to call you a guy, and now you fucking flick that out.
I talk about making love in cauliflower.
I don't know, gigantic vagina.
Wow.
No comment.
Please edit. Oh my god.
Hey, come on. What's the name of the flower that's good to make love in? Somebody help me out.
You make flower love?
Your girlfriend's friend.
Sunflower?
Yeah, you're making love in a bed of sunflowers. Or wild primrose. Oh geez, you guys. Okay, so with that,
I don't know.
What is he talking about? All right, so neighbors, I got lovely wife Rebecca, neighbor Brett. Brett,
roses maybe?
Neighbor Brett, what is your vote for? Which song? Tell the truth.
Well, it's obvious not for Radio Gay, which you just spit all over.
You're talking about my Clash song?
No, I'm just talking about your comments the last 5 minutes. I'm voting for Tenacious D because You know, I thought Beck's song was nice, you know. It made me think and shit. And your song I liked. And I listened to it and stuff. But it kind of reminded me when I was in seventh grade and kind of had some doubt. And I don't know. Wanted to run my wrists over with a skateboard. But I'm just thinking, you know, if I want to plant some seeds of love, it's going to be just okay. Deep. Thank you.
Becca, what's your vote for? Because since you're both going to vote for your own songs, I
am going to definitely vote for my own song.
So we got one for A. Bondi, one for Mr. TD. All right, for one, A. Bondi recorded his in a barn by himself.
Right.
Tenacious D had the help of, well, for one, the D. Sorry, guys, I'm voting for Rebecca's good song, Brett. For sure, you beat me, maybe. But I love my wife, and I'm voting for the A. Bondi. Yeah.
No,
do
that's
what you
cool.
think is right.
A round of applause.
Ah! Nope. Dude, that's totally cool because whenever you invite your wife into your basement studio, you obviously know where your bread's buttered, and you put a whole fucking pound of butter on that bread.
And with that, hey, okay, guys, I'm taking us out. So thank you again for listening to another episode of Music to Swear By with my neighbors. If you've got anything to say to us...
From the glory hole.
Lick it large.
Oh, boy. So if you've got anything to say to
Shanker.
Us, complaints, compliments, anything you want, if you want to find out where Brett lives, email me. Email us at musictoswearby@gmail.com. Anybody got anything witty to say?
Yeah, from the Miles and Becca, lick it large.
Don't fuck it up, Jimmy! Sponsored by Rolling Rock.